isendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mukela go Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelise bhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesibange emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekuphepheni kwayo, mna ndihle sesithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayani kwami isivalo waqoqwa ngabanye nami, sase ngiqamukisana. But abaningi batshele ebhasini.
Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nesenchamisa uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula. Kodwa bayamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV. Kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo. Ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebe ilahlekelwe.
Uhulumende wase-South Africa utshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthumeziye lama-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kubhubhe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka kobulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalabo abakade begade libhasi ngabathenga impahla kwele South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli, njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuka edolobheni leZishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuke eZishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlula eFlabosi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili igqilumathe umlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi batholelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela se-United Blue Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umthayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo uthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha ephethulo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesiphula off the road ukuthi sime sicheck ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time apply ama-brakes.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZishabani, njalo uthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kulibhasi.
Mina ngiphume ngewindi benhlezi phakathi laphakathi. So mina ngiphume ngewindi. So abaningi bayehlulekile kuphuma. Ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama tengihamba laye angimboni kuze kube yakhathesi. So ngicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
UNkosazana Siboniso Nyathi yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. UManyathi uthi iningi labantu lithele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, bese sibanga emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekubhebheni kwayo nathi ndlezi sithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayeni kwami isivalo ngakuqonga kwanye nami ngase ngiqamukisayo. But abaningi batshele ebhasini.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane, uReverend Lindsay Nleya, ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi, njalo uthi lingozi izwisa usizi.
Yasilusizi kakhulu, into ebuhlungu leyi ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili, la malungu amabili ngama-members of one family, ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba wakhona ngilaye lapha kakwanisi lutho. So okutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela enje. So
omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankeza eFlabusi, njalo usondele kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokuphuza ukufika.
Okumele sisincedise ngamasinyane sihlulekile ukufika ngesikhathi. Mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota i-fire brigade ifike kathi sekuseni ngemva kwe-5 hours to 6 hours khona ifika ithi izocitsha umlilo. Akuncedi ukubana kade vele befuna. Imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume aye abalilise kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezindangithi.
Umphathi ntambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Bednico Ncube, uveze ukudabuka ngalingozi, njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi.
As government, sivele siyaphathisana lezimuli. Into eza kulokhuzwa, ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ubani na kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa lentatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokucwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emaNdebeleni, uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele, uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshini ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. Uzulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikulibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-West Nicholson, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangamachumi amane lambili, inkampani ye-Brooklyn Express ithi bangamachumi amathathu lanye. Umqondisi wenkampani le umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu wethule umbiko namhla ntambama esithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi, njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyonale impelaviki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
Uchamisa obezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubiza kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare, wafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare. Exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ngcwabakazi, njengoba lokhu kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcwethi wezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo, njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizula.
Kodwa umunye okhulume le-Studio 7 umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthe uChamisa engabe ekhulume lawa mazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika-1 Ngcwabakazi ngoba ezebhekane le nkinga yokude ngabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awatshileyo izolo lana uwatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebe sithi nguye wabangela lolu dlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kadewezama ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya sephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohla udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozo Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yikwini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulumeli sekomishini yona le ecwayisisa ngodlakela luka-1 Ngcwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusikho kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi naye uChamisa azofakaza, njalo ikomishini ihlazonxusa wonke umuntu ufaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Uqakathelwe ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikomishini ubonile ukuthi ufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa. Ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lomnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuzakuba nalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli iza kubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoze ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxuswanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
Sibonge uGibson Bhebhe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ixolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesiza lithulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lubhekise khona sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi ulutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufiswa ngamanye amazwe nje.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lilamali kumbe kufanele abe khona.
Okusungathi kunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa usasemutsha ekubuseni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. Okwesibili, kuqakathekile ukuthini nxa kusenzwa izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokhu esikuthi thina kwi-international relations, kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efanana naleyo we-AU. Yiko ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akuna mali ezilizweni kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo lulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane nelizwe kathesi. Yikho ke ambona ukuthi into esesingathi siyenze ngathi sibabazi kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalomhlangano ukuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donors. Ubonele Africa lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Africa kufuze bebesebenze kuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangkhona. Kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa babe kwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola icetha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisi i-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU. Ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamanye amazwe lathi China encedisa khona siyabona ukuthi abantu basuka behuqulizele umkhono wabo nento ezifanayo lazo nalezo.
Lo umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecobongola ezombusazwe sixoxelayo eseHarare.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhlaka 15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka ngoba bengehluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedictin Hlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi baletha amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke ichaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Nqabuto Mabena ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale ukhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapassport abo amatsha emahhofisi nawe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenzisa i-passport endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka i-passport yakhe entsha.
Phakathi kwabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 180,188 lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS bese kusiba lamanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhlaka 30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, Peace and Democracy Project, umnumzana Gilbert Moyo, uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la maphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume, kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
Abanye bamiswe imisebenzi, abanye amabhenki ayavala ama-account abo ngendaba yokuthi amaphemithi akaphumi. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle kodwa silokungabaza silokwesaba silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi eside kangaka.
Amapermiti la abeqhubeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima yinxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Melestudio 7, Johannesburg, Wele, South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapo.
Ku live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi semgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu leKhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedalelo mthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump, iWhite House, kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntatheli izindaba yomsakazo weCNN, uJim Acosta owathathelwa lezi ncwadi ngemva kokubuzisisa uTrump imibuzo eyamcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamathumi ayisithupha lantathu i-63, kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha i-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathezi indaba yithiyeza emidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathezi indaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhasi lebhanana nxa lingayekethisa ukubopha ziqine emdlalweni walo leli eBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ePapa Fields ngentsonto yemini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nye-1 kanyaya emdlalweni wehlandlela kuqala elemidlalo yalo nyaka, njalo lenelise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMatinda uthi okungamelanga ngaba kuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
Fight. So we call us a male to see the back to back. That is the last color. So he's gonna see revenge a lot.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu leNicruit elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili eliselelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi eleNicruit lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yevikile amachumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalonyaka iqembu le-FC Platinum elizemukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandava, njalo inhlanganiso ye-PSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahle iphe khona iqembu le-FC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-Herentals lizadlala lele-Chickenini ngase-National Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala lele-Capes United ngase-Papa Fields, kuthi iqembu le-Harare City lizadlala lele-ZPC Kariba ngase-Rufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamo lizemukela eMtare City ngaseRufaro, iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNicruit ngaseKipo, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leYada ngaseAskot. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rashe Charanda ocula ingoma zeAfro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Abanini abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba C.
Hey,
Ngizalwa uSimbarashe Charandura. Ngizalelwe kwaBulawayo esizinda ebengikhulele khona. Ngifunde isikolo eHlathi Secondary School, ngaqedisa eFounders High School, naye college eZim College.
Ukuge ususemculweni iqala kanjani indaba yakho na ukucula?
I think ngi-influencewe ngabantu ebemphila nabo njengomama. Umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo Oliver Mthukudzi, Thomas Mafumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. Influence from the music yasekhaya.
Bethe uSimbasi ijaha labontotizajuni nqa obulawayo sihlangana naye lapha ke eMzansi Afrika. Unedlaladi lakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngo-June lithiwani?
Then i-album yami ibizwa ngokuthiwa i-Changing Chords. Ine 14 tracks. Ngifeaturisha ama-artist amaningi like o-John Dellinger. Iproduce ngupapi Nsenga. Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanya ke uyathandeka uSimbasi. Sikuhlelo labantu waza. Waza Friday. Yena usasebenze labantu abaningi omagama.
Ngingadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yam. Ngidlale labo Vusinova ku Evening of Love earlier this year. Esan Arena Epitori. Vusinova, Kelly Kumalo, Ndando, Something Soweto. You have to as well that are about influence and music as we speak. Within those years, Senghambe, places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring. Ngihamba ngicula zonke lezi ndawo around Europe, the Schengen area. I'm so sorry of loving
you. My untouched world. Ngakathi Bethe weSimbasi. I-album yakho le itholakala ngapi nxa kulabantu abafuna ukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa, and online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer. It's available. Laba babefuna amakhophi bengekho lapha eGoli, ungakwazi ukuthi beyi-order through i-website yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwa-ke yizwi ingoma zikaSimbasi nguye besilaye kuhlelo lwabantu, uhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Kwingena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzansi Afrika. Seyivala-ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli, hlalani nikhona izinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu weStudio 7. Igama lami ngezachisa Sibanda, lisale.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimbasi uSimbarashe Charandura siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphoma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.